the season of Advent is filled with beautiful readings which prompt us to meditate on the mystery of how God has decided to deal with our mess, the human condition. So there are many, many beautiful prophecies that tell God's plan or foretell God's plan, and then we have gospel passages which show that these prophecies have been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Following the liturgy helps us delve into this great story. It would be hard if someone were to say to you, okay, prepare for Christmas, read the book of Isaiah. They might read it, but there's a lot in there, and how would we know which passages to focus on? But the liturgy picks out the best ones and says, okay, today, on Tuesday of the second week, read this passage. Read Isaiah chapter 40. That's what we have today, and it's a beautiful one. This is the beginning of what's known as the Book of Comfort in Isaiah. And it's from this section, Isaiah chapter 40, that we get the famous prophecy about the voice crying out in the desert. We know that. We heard it on Sunday. There was a voice in the desert crying out, prepare the way, make straight the path. And we know that that voice refers to John the Baptist. We heard that last Sunday. In fact, this very section of Isaiah was quoted by St. Luke in Sunday's Gospel. If you are familiar with the classical composer Handel, you know Handel's Messiah, this passage is one of those he has chosen, Handel chose to put to music, and he did an extraordinary job of capturing the beauty, the hope, the comfort that this passage gives. So if you want to check out on YouTube or someplace to find Handel's Messiah, this passage is one of the highlights of that composition. Anyway, the passage has lots of beautiful images. Yes, the voice, the message of comfort to the people who have been suffering, the end of the exile, and then the crying out at the top of a mountain that God is coming, here he is, and then at the end of this passage, the description of the Messiah as a shepherd. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. So, yes, God comes with power. God comes with extraordinary might, the capability of restoring the mess, but he's also a tender shepherd, a compassionate leader. And of all the images in today's first reading, today's gospel picks up on this one, the shepherd, the compassionate shepherd. This gospel is Jesus describing or using the parable of a shepherd who loses one sheep and leaves the 99 on the hillside to go after that one. The scripture commentaries sometimes point out that shepherds probably wouldn't do that because they wouldn't risk the 99 just for one. In fact, losing one is already a sign of a bad shepherd. Shepherds don't let them go, they don't let their sheep go astray, if you're talking about shepherds. But Jesus isn't really talking about shepherds, he's talking about himself. He's talking about the heart of God, and God does not force people to stay in the flock. We have freedom to go astray when we misuse our freedom, and that's the problem. What can God do then? Well, then, this is where the great mercy of God is revealed. He goes after us. He seeks us out. He rejoices to be able to draw us back into the flock. He doesn't abandon the 99. God doesn't abandon anybody. But he does go after us when we are stray sheep. And this is the beauty of, in fact, this is the beauty of Advent. We're talking about God coming. Well, he's coming for us lost sheep. That's why he's coming. That's why he has come. So the central image here is this shepherd who goes after the one. There are two ways we can apply this, at least two ways that come to mind for right now. One has to do with where we are in our preparation for tomorrow's solemnity. As I said at the beginning, today's the ninth day of our Immaculate Conception Novena. So we've spent 9 days now preparing for tomorrow's feast, and we know that it's a feast of a one who has not gone astray, who has never gone astray, who was preserved from her conception from the stain of sin. So it's like the reverse of this parable. Here in the parable, one goes astray and 99 are fine. In fact, only one has not gone astray. That's the Blessed Virgin Mary. She was preserved. And all the rest, not 99, but 10 billion people, are the lost sheep. So, as I say, it's a way of reflecting on this parable in light of the Immaculate Conception. The reason why he preserved this one woman was for the sake of the 10 billion, or I don't know how many people have lived, I'm just guessing. But there's 5 billion people in the world right now, so maybe there's 20 billion in all of human history. And this one, Blessed Virgin Mary, was preserved for the sake of all the other sheep. So it's an expansion of this lesson of the parable, which is that God goes after each one. It's true, each one. But when it comes to the Blessed Virgin Mary, not only does he go after this one, he preserves this one, but it's with that love for all the other ones to save them all. So that's a beautiful thing. Okay, so that's one way of interpreting this parable, or pondering it in light of tomorrow's feast day. The other thing that comes to mind, and this is more of a general Advent reflection, what we're focusing on in Advent is preparation for the Lord to come. And this is exactly what this parable describes, the Lord coming. From the perspective of the lost sheep now, from the perspective of the 99, he leaves. That's why that's not really the central focus. The central focus is the experience of that one. He's lost. He's helpless. He's stuck. He's in trouble. He's a mess. What does he do? He cries out for the shepherd. Help! Help! That's our cry in Advent. Come, Lord Jesus, is not come to the party and let's have a nice time. It's help! Help me, Lord. Help us. Help the world. We're in trouble. We're in a mess. We need to be saved. That's what Advent is about. So, we are all this one sheep. We are crying out, come, Lord Jesus. Halina Jesus. O come, Emmanuel. Because we need a Savior. The parable reveals that the Savior does come, and he rejoices to come. Now, this Savior who comes, he doesn't just come and pick us up. He comes and takes on the burden of sin. He comes to pick up not just a little sheep and put on his shoulders. He takes the whole weight of our guilt. He comes to be crucified. He comes to sacrifice himself for the sheep, for one sheep, for all the sheep. And he rejoices to be able to do it. So this is what Advent reminds us of, or was preparing us for, the coming of this Savior, this shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. That is something to celebrate. So when we say the Lord our God comes with power, it's power for our sake. He actually comes in weakness to lay down his life. He doesn't reveal his power except by overcoming the power of sin and death. And that's for our sake. So we rejoice that, we rejoice even to be lost sheep in this story. How terrible it is to be lost, except when you're found. So how great it is to have a shepherd come, search for us, find us, and save us.